Welcome to this episode of GGID. Today, Parisians open hearts and home. Would you open your home to a total stranger? Say, a migrant seeking shelter for a night. I know some who would, but more who wouldn't. And that's why I couldn't help but be struck by the many people in Paris who have done just that. They belong to an organization called Utopia 56. You can Google it if you like, but be warned, it is in French. They began in 2015 recruiting volunteers to help with a refugee camp in Calais, which was so bad that it was called the jungle. Then, in 2017, they began to establish a network of shelters in private homes in the Paris region. The volunteers that they recruit have to go through a background check to make sure that they have no criminal ties and also sign a form so that the organization will not be held responsible should they end up with COVID-19. People who have a room or a spare space in their living room agree to shelter a family, a youngster traveling alone, or a young woman to spend the night, have a shower, and maybe a meal. One such volunteer, who sectioned off a sofa in his living room, says that it sounds impressive, but that it really isn't, pointing out that all he did was provide shelter, a shower, and warm tea. In 2020, Utopia 56 provided shelter for some 3,000 people. The migrants all have long, sad stories coming from Syria, Afghanistan, Iraq. They have traveled without money, not speaking the language, usually seeking asylum from violence or for political reason. They are in limbo, in a system that is overloaded and not geared for so many. In fact, some refugees took the case to the European Court for Human Rights, which found that France had violated its duties by allowing so many migrants to sleep in the streets and under bridges for months at a time, something that interfered with their being able to register for an asylum application in France. It all makes the open heart and open house of these volunteers all the more striking. Thank you for listening. And until next time, let's make sure that we notice all that's good out there.